Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Our lesson is about possessing the things of God. We know that in order to possess the things of God, it works by principles. And we want to talk about the principles of possessing. Number one, you have to be a yielded vessel. Number two, a human vessel, like you and I are humans, a human vessel. Number three, a willing vessel. Number four, obedience. Number five, people who knows his voice. Number six, people that are hungry for him. This is how we're going to possess the things of God. We have to be all those things, do all those things, pay close attention to the scripture, and be obedient to the scripture. Then the Bible say we will possess the things that we're asking for in the scriptures. We're going to continue on health and healing. The word says, I will restore health. God said he will restore health to us. That's found in the book of Jeremiah. In Psalms 103:3, it says, God forgive all our iniquities, and he heals all of our diseases. That's a lot, saints. He forgive all of our iniquities, and he heals all of our diseases. So if we're walking around with any kind of disease, or if we know someone that have disease in their body, we can go to Isaiah 53:5, and we can pray that prayer earnestly before the Lord. God will hear that prayer. We can also go to 1 Peter 2:24, you know, where God tells us that Jesus himself took our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we was, that's past tense, we was healed. So we see that healing is in the promises of God, and we can possess these things if we do what God tells us to do. In Proverbs 4:20-22, it says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For and see this again, I want you to pay attention when I read this, because it's giving you a principle of how to possess this particular scripture. I'm going to start over again in Proverbs 4:20-22. And listen, my son, attend to my words. Incline, see, attend to my words. Pay attention to my words. Incline thine ears into my saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't just sit there pretending you hear. Really listen. Let them not depart from thine eyes. That means you got to read and study it. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life. Listen what it gives you now. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, if somebody would ask you to go jump off of the Golden State Bridge, that's a hard thing, and you wouldn't do it. But if you could just listen at Proverbs 4:20-22, and set your face like a flint, and study this, and meditate on this, then you're going to have health to all of your flesh. These are principles that we can live by. These are principles that we can get the things that God has given us. The third thing that I want to talk to you about that's important is the things that's necessary, rather, for us to live the abundant life and possess life as Christians are supposed to. It's going to be identity. It's our identity, who we are. And we need to know this God that we serve. We need to know him, and we need to know that we belong to God. And if we pay attention to our identity, this is the first thing I want you to see. It's in Revelations 5 and 6. And it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us." So this is what Jesus did. He washed us from our sins with his blood and was made us, and he made us kings and priests unto God. See, this is what Jesus did. We couldn't do this one. Jesus could, because his blood was holy, his blood was pure. He was the spotless Lamb of God. So through the blood of Jesus, we got healed, we got delivered, and we got set free. And in this particular scripture, he said, "And he made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." See, you're walking around here in a lowly status, like you don't know who you are, you don't know whose you are, and you're being trampled on by the devil. Now, you won't let people trample on you, because you'll fight or you kill them or something like that. But you're allowing Satan to trample on you and stomp on you and all this kind of stuff. And you are a king and a priest unto God. That's not what I said. That's what Revelation said. And we know that the writer of that book was John. John was caught up into heaven. And he went into the heavens, and he got Revelations, that book of Revelations, and he was told to write it down, write everything down, just like I'm telling you. And that's how we got the book of Revelation. Saints, it's a wonderful book. You need to read it sometime. A lot of people are afraid of Revelations, but it's an astonishing book. It's wonderful. And when you read it, you'll see all the promises that still got to come to us, the children of God. And in Romans 8, 16 and 17, we're still talking about our identity, who we are and whose we are. It says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Do you hear that? Through Jesus' blood, we have been made the children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. See, we need to know how special we are, how wonderful we are made, and the things that God has given us through Jesus Christ. Now, I want to read the definition for heir. It's a person who have a right to something else, to somebody else's property after they dies. Let me read it again. An heir is a person who have a right to someone else's property after they died. And we know that Jesus died, and we became heirs and joint heirs with him to the King. And these are the things that we have to know about ourselves and about God. Our most important job is still yet to come. We need to know who we are as the believer. See, we still haven't performed everything that we need to perform as the believer. And that's found in Mark 16 and 16. It says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." We're going to go through just a few more things about what God has said about what we should do. We're going to repeat these things because it bears repeating. We talked about how we should receive the possessions and the things that God has given us, the spiritual things and also the natural things. So we're going to go over these principles of possession, how we're to possess things of the Spirit. We're going to go over that one more time. And number one, how do we possess? We have to be yielded vessels. Number two, we have to be human vessels. Number three, we have to be willing vessels. Number four, we have to be obedient. Number five, people who knows God's voice. You know, it's something to say, there are many people that have never heard the voice of God. But I can say truly that I have heard the voice of God several times. And it's a still, small voice that I heard. And it was piercing. And it was so piercing that you could not wrangle away from it. You could not turn away from it. You know, some things you can turn off. You know, when you're thinking something, you can turn it off by thinking something else. But this voice, I couldn't turn it off. I just had to bear with it. And it was so piercing, and it was so, oh man, I just can't explain how it was, but it was so pure, and it was so powerful that, you know, it leaves you in tears when he stops talking to you. It leaves you in tears. So I've heard that voice of God. And he said we should be able to know his voice. He said, my children and my sheep know my voice, and another they will not obey. So we have to know the voice of God. Sometimes he will speak in an audible voice, and most of the time he speaks to you through the Spirit. You can feel the presence of God. You can actually feel his presence. When he come in your presence and in your midst, you can feel his presence. So this is what it's talking about in number 5. And number 6 says, people that are hungry for him. These are the principles and the principal ways of possessing the things of God. Saints of God, I don't know about you, but I want to tell you this one thing. God is able to do everything that we would have him to do, but there's still some things that we have to do. You know, if you look in each one of those scriptures that I read to you, they tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt what you must do. You have to bless the Lord. You have to love the Lord. You have to pray. You have to honor the Lord. You have to serve him with your whole heart. You have to give him everything that's within you. He said in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, you are to serve God with your whole heart, mind, soul, spirit, and with all of your strength. Saints of God, that's all that you possess. That's all of you. As a human being, that's all that we have. And what is he asking us for? Just like Jesus gave us all that he had, we have to turn around and give God all we have. And it's not hard, but it's something we have to get used to. We have to get used to knowing that we can possess the things that he has given us, but we have to do it through prayer, through supplication, and we have to do it with the word of God. Now, I want to pray right now and ask God to bless everyone. Lord God, I ask you to bless everyone that have heard this message. I ask that you help them to receive it and to be blessed by it tremendously. And they'll be able to live and possess the things that you have given them through Jesus Christ. And I thank you for it right now, Father, because I believe that people are being healed, people are being delivered, people are being set free, and yes, people are getting rich by hearing the word of God. Because it's not the high things that's going to get you what you need, but it's the word of God that's going to give us everything that we need. And we want you to write in a prayer request. If you have a prayer request that you want us to pray over, we love to pray. And we know that God answers prayers. And we know that every time we pray, God answers our prayers. So if you have a prayer request, we ask you to listen to the end of the broadcast. And we ask you to get the address. And we ask you to write your prayer request. And we will pray for you in the name of Jesus. And we believe that when we pray, it shall be done in Jesus' name. So I thank you for this day that you have listened to this broadcast.
Family, you have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell,
or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana 71307.